Hi, my name's Will Smith. I'm your host on Savored, where we talk about food, and I like to keep things local. Today is no different. I have Sky Elder, culinary director of Relic, and even better, we have Delando Apagan, who is the owner of Relic. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Will.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
So, Delando, tell me a little bit about your kind of history and how you got involved in the wine business.
I'm from the Napa area, moved from there. So obviously I've really been into wine, had a nightclub. We had a very large wine list. And I used to make wine with my friends.
So great.
Yeah. My wife called it wine shine, but tasted good at night. You had a hangover in the morning, but.
No, but that's how you follow those passions, right?
Yeah. So about 10 years ago, we bought a property and turned it into Relic Winery. We've been expanding and, bringing people like Sky in to boost, you know, what we do, and brought in good winemakers, and to get where we're at now.
And you have a great property out there, with also lodging for those of us that want to have a place to stay for
Correct.
The weekend.
Yeah, we have an Airbnb with heated pools, jacuzzi, fire pits, and then of course full commercial kitchen, lunch, dinner.
Yeah. Nice, and that's unusual, Sky, for wineries to have like a full culinary program like that.
I think so, maybe in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, not so much in the bigger locations.
Yeah, it's the first winery I've been involved with. Uh-huh. So I've kind of learned as I went in terms of what Delando's program is out there. But yeah, we have a diverse offering in terms of food. We have a great pizza program going, great dough program. We do a lot of catering and banquets. The property kind of lends itself to that.
Sure.
A lot of people talk about doing local, sustainable, and growing, you know, farm-to-table cooking.
Sure.
We don't talk about it too much, but we sure do a lot of it.
And in terms of the things that you are offering meal-wise, mm-hmm. you're doing a Sunday brunch?
We do Sunday brunch every week.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We do really good.
And then also lunch and dinner?
You know, we don't keep late night hours,
sure.
but we definitely offer both services.
That's got to be super popular for the public, right?
Yeah, we get super busy out at Relic. It gets hopping. People come in. It's awesome because you get the full experience. You know, you get to
sure.
try the wine, and the wine is top tier.
Right.
And we try and keep the food commensurate to that, and we cook really regionally and really seasonally out there.
No, sure. I always think about going to wineries, and oftentimes you do kind of like get hungry as you're sitting there, and so many places don't offer that much.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also have our live music program, so every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have a large stage and we do live music, so it's fun to go out there, especially.
It's like a destination.
Yeah, especially this time of year, you go out there and there's people everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Enjoying the food, enjoying the wine, enjoying the music. You know, we have alpacas, miniature donkeys, so we're family friendly and,
sure.
and pet friendly. So, yeah, it's.
I love the fact that, yeah, you're not like limited at sitting at a table. You actually have things to look at and walk around.
Yeah. You know, there's never a dull moment with Delando.
Yeah.
And so. We're always doing things, whether it's live music or harvesting. I came in to grab something on a Wednesday when we're closed,
right.
And this was last year. I'm reminiscing, but and Delando and five people were harvesting all the apples out of the orchard, and I didn't even know they were gonna harvest that day. You know
right.
what I mean? So
right.
it's just like every
and that's
moment
that's inspiring
happened.
For you too.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
yeah. We cook. With all of the things that we harvest, and obviously, you know, he focuses on grapes and making great wine, but
right.
but yeah, there's all kinds of stuff happening. We keep bees out there.
Yeah.
You know,
So, Delando, what was sort of your main like passion when it came into this business? And I love the fact that it's so food centric too.
Yeah, I mean, the main reason I even bought the property is because of the location. It's half a mile outside of Jacksonville. You feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, but yet in a few minutes you could be at Britt.
Right.
So it's just an amazing location. And then the property had a lot of opportunities. We put a lot of work into it. We've been under construction ever since we purchased it. We're doing our last project now after 10 years.
Wow. Oh, I'm sure you'll think of another.
I'm sure we will. But our focus has been wine, and originally it had 40-year-old cab grapes that weren't very well planted, especially mm-hmm. for that time. And we have been slowly replacing it and expanding, and now we have 9 estate varietals. And I brought 3 of them.
Super.
For us to taste. So
lovely.
I'm going to start us off with a Chardonnay. And the reason I brought our Chardonnay is because there is this revolt against Chardonnays right now.
I can see that.
Yeah, because, you know, in the past it was very oaky, and then it was all of a sudden buttery, and then it was too Sauvignon Blanc, stainless steel, and then people are just like, I just don't like Chardonnay. So this is how I believe Chardonnay should be approached. It is a medium-bodied. We put it in neutral oak and just let it lay there for months upon months, and then you get what you're about to try.
Super. Yeah, can I tell you? I'm a big fan of French Chardonnays. I love that. The lesser oak, lesser buttery. That's beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, we've been lucky. In the last 4 years, we have not entered a wine into a competition that has not meddled, which is pretty extraordinary.
All right. So, what are your heavy hitters there? Yeah, I know you.
Our heavy hitters, the Chardonnay does well, our Meritage and our Three-Eyed Raven, and then the Sparkling Grenache, our Cosmic Raven, we're going to try in a little bit. That has taken gold several times at San Francisco and some other events.
So. That's super. Delando, you have a huge event coming up on the 19th.
Yes.
September. This event on the 19th, Jacksonville Wine and Dine Festival, also a brainchild of you again.
Yes. I am obviously with the Jacksonville Wine District. There's 7 wineries involved in that. They're the ones that have the trolley where you can go around for all the wineries, which I think we're the only ones around that do that. And then I'm also a Rotarian with the Jacksonville Applegate Rotary. And I was looking for an event for both of those organizations to raise money. And then I thought, why not put them together and do a large event? And so this is the 3rd year, and it will be September 19th at Bingham Knoll. It's just, you know, you buy a ticket, and after that, it's just really a party. It's just an event.
Yeah,
you go
that.
Taste wine. You listen to music. The main band is Gunstock Red, which is an amazing
Super.
Band. Got a great following. The event goes from 4 to 7. There will be the 7 wineries. They will be paired with 7 local restaurants. We will also this year, we're very excited, we're going to have another local establishment, the Gold Room. Mm-hmm. They'll be serving food, and they'll have a few guest wineries that they serve there. And then we have Apple Outlaw will have a station, and then we'll also have a guest brewery there.
That's great.
So that will all be part of your 7 tastings, and then the food, you can try as much food as you want from 4 to 7 White Gunstock Red goes. A new thing that we're doing this year is we also have an early entry. So the main entry is $65, $35 if you're not drinking and you just want food. The early entry is from 3 to 4, and we'll have Adam Gabriel playing, and you get an extra 3 tastings, and that's going to be $80 per person. So you get in an hour early. We're limiting that to just a couple hundred people, and that gives you an opportunity to get through those lines faster, taste a few extra tastings. And
well, that sounds amazing.
Stuff.
I did want to remind everybody that you are listening to Savor on Jefferson Public Radio. My name's Will Smith. I'm your host. I have Sky Elder here, who is the culinary director at Relic, and Delando Pagan, who is the owner of Relic. What's on your agenda for that big day on the 19th?
Do you like tomato sandwiches?
Yes.
I think I make potato bread, and we do these kind of cute little tomato sandwiches, a variety of different tomato sandwiches.
Sweet.
Some like caprese style.
Yeah.
Just inspired little sandwiches.
Yeah, I love that. I kind of like that idea that it's you get to taste, you know, 7 different the people's foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be more like 8, and then, and like I said, the wine and also the beer and the cider will also be part of your tastings. I do want to mention, though, the big part of this is it is a fundraiser. So it does help the Jacksonville Wine District, but a portion of every ticket will go to Jacksonville Applegate Rotary for our nonprofit. And the 3 major things we are focusing on this year is Access Backpack Program, So Humane Society, and the Project Human Youth Plus. So they will be benefiting from every ticket that you purchase.
This is great. And, you know, I also love I love that Jacksonville is doing that trolley thing. I think people are becoming more and more aware of drinking and driving, and I think if you relieve that kind of responsibility from people, they can really enjoy themselves in a different way.
Yeah, it really took off. I think it was last weekend. We had the biggest, I think we sold 99 tickets in one day for the trolleys.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we do have backup trolleys in case we sell more tickets. And the trolleys will be running during this event throughout town, great. Bringing you to Bingham Knoll.
I've done the trolley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
What is your focus food-wise at the winery? Do you have a certain thing that
there's a couple of anchors probably in terms of how, you know, what keeps us moving in a certain particular direction. One is definitely the pizza program out there, which we're really proud of.
Right.
Delano likes, and what I, one of the things I really appreciate about Relic is that everything's very approachable. And that is to say that we get a huge diversity of guests out there. Mm-hmm. Price point is very approachable. Mm-hmm. So pizza doesn't break the bank, you know?
Right.
And
there are a few in town that are.
it seems like more and more. But we use really nice ingredients, and we take pride in what we do out there and try and execute at a high level. But then the other one is the last Monday of every month we do a social dinner for all the wine members. And I think it's well known that, and I don't know, you know, Relic is very generous with their members. And this is one of the things that people really enjoy.
Yeah, I bet.
Free meal last Monday of every month for all members.
Yeah, that's great.
And it seems like generally we have almost half of the members come out for this.
It's also like building a community with your members, which I think is also very nice that they get to know each other.
I think you hit it on the head, that community. Yeah. I was actually thinking about that earlier in terms of anticipating our conversation. And I really do feel like community is a huge part of what we're talking about here. As Delonda was mentioning with the with this event on the 19th, and Jacksonville related, but also just Rogue Valley community and community of chefs that are going to attend this thing, community of winemakers that are going to attend this event. And I've met more winemakers being at Relic Winery than I'd ever met prior in my entire life, of course.
There is something,
so it's just awesome.
There is something really nice about this area and the community with the chefs that work here, the winemakers that work here. I think there's something really nice about that.
Well, Chef keeps talking about the pizzas, but I got to tell you, my wife loves the
the pear salad with the spring
I'm,
pear.
I think I love our new taco program. Tacos in a bag.
Nice. Yeah, we have these kind of classy, trashy tacos that we take. That we have one of those barbecue plates, and we put three really nicely made tacos on a barbecue plate, and we slide them into a paper bag, and then we sticker it shut.
Yeah.
The tacos stay fresh and nice that way, so there's a practical part. But it also, you're getting a bag of street food, which is really cool, too.
I love that idea.
We try and approach things that way. We try and keep them super practical but fun and inspired.
Okay, what's next, Alondo?
All right, so I have poured you a glass of our Cosmic Raven.
It's a beautiful color.
Thank you, yes. This is a sparkling Grenache. It has been a staple for Relic for about 6 years plus.
Huh.
It's won many awards, but most importantly, it is one of our main sellers. We sell this about as fast as we get it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, we also do mimosas with it at our Sunday brunch, which is very popular.
I can see why it's popular.
Yeah.
That's delicious. Thank you. I wish everybody could have some here.
It's a singular quantity, that wine. It really is, in my opinion. It's probably my favorite of all the.
So we pour through it.
The really nice things that they do.
And Delonda, so give everybody your directions on where you are out there in Jacksonville.
We are on Old Stage Road. So just, like I said, about half a mile outside of Jacksonville. So if you go to our only four-way stop, instead of going straight into Applegate, you make a right and you go out about half a mile. We're on the right-hand side. You can't miss us. You'll see the alpacas out front and our vineyards.
Okay, well, that is all the time we have. That went super fast. I did want to thank Sky Elder for being here from Relic, culinary director, Delando Pagan, who is the owner of Relic. Everybody put on your calendar September 19th from 4 to 7 at Bingham Knoll. It is the Jacksonville Wine and Dine Festival. You guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Rock and roll, thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. You can find us at jeffexchange.org on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Eat well.